This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The big news from yesterday was President Trump signing the Phase 1 trade agreement with China during a White House ceremony.
Today we take a momentous step, one that has never been taken before with China, toward a future of fair and reciprocal trade as we sign Phase 1 of the historic trade deal between the United States and China.
More than 200 people attended the event, including those representing agriculture. The agreement is thought to be worth billions in extra exports from the U.S. to China and includes new access for U.S. ag products.
The agreement tears down major market barriers for U.S. food and agricultural exports. China will now welcome American beef and pork, poultry, seafood, rice, dairy, infant formula, animal feed, biotechnology, and much, much more.
Vice President Mike Pence touted the benefits of the agreement during the ceremony.
The greatest impact may well be on American agriculture. Some $40 to $50 billion in purchases secured in this deal that will result in greater prosperity for farmers all across the land.
U.S. agriculture exports to China fell by more than half during the trade war, from $20 billion to $9 billion. China is already increasing purchases of U.S. ag products, including soybeans and pork. Also on the China trade deal signed yesterday, documents released by the U.S. Trade Representative's Office offer details into the agriculture provisions into the Phase 1 trade agreement. USTR Robert Lighthizer says China will purchase and import on average at least $40 billion of U.S. food, agricultural, and seed food products annually for a total of at least $80 billion over the next 2 years. Products will cover the full range of U.S. agriculture. U.S. exports of pork products were $700 million in 2017 and are expected to reach $1.7 billion annually in the next two to three years. China will expand the scope of beef products allowed to be imported, eliminate age restrictions on cattle slaughtered for export to China, and recognize the U.S. beef and beef products traceability system. The Department of Agriculture estimates that U.S. beef and beef product exports to China could reach $1 billion annually. Further, China has agreed to implement a transparent, predictable, efficient, science, and risk-based regulatory process for the evaluation and authorization of products of agricultural biotechnology. In national ag news now, the Senate is hopeful to vote on the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement today. The quickly advancing agreement through the required committee approval, the Senate will consider the agreement ahead of the impeachment trial next week. However, the Senate is not in session Friday, leaving little time to debate and pass the implementing legislation today. Thought to be delayed until after the impeachment trial, the Senate moved up committee hearings to include USMCA passage during a busy week in Washington. The same day President Trump signed the China agreement, the House of Representatives sent articles of impeachment to the Senate. Now, the Senate must make the impeachment trial a priority, which is expected to begin next Tuesday. The action by the Senate would move USMCA to President Trump's desk for his signature. The signing of the agreement would signal China to approve the agreement, whose government is waiting for U.S. approval. Mexico already approved the agreement last year. In other national ag news here on your Thursday, the MFP program was announced last year by U.S. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue. So what's the status of the third round of market facilitation payments? Illinois Farm Bureau's Adam Nielsen thinks the final payment is still coming.
Yeah, there's a lot of discussion about whether the third, I guess it would be the last quarter of the 2019 MFP, when that would be announced. The administration, I can't imagine in this election year that they're going to not make that payment, but who knows? You know, a lot of it could depend on what we do with China. And but again, by the same token that was announced, there was discussion that the final piece would come at about this time. And there's been some indications that it is going to come. Haven't been able to confirm that, but if I had to bet, I would bet that the third tranche of MFP will come, and that there may be some sort of program in 2020 if the market does not rebound.
Again, that was Illinois Farm Bureau's Adam Nielsen. Moving on into local and state ag news, the Kaskaskia River breached the Vandalia levee in at least 7 spots that were visible from a road, according to Ken Kripe, a director with the Vandalia levee and drainage district. Because as much as 6 inches of rain had been predicted last week, the Vandalia levee commissioners had asked the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to close the gates that release water from Lake Shelbyville into the Kaskaskia. However, the gates were opened and sent more water down the river that was added to by 5.5 to 6 inches of rain last Friday and Saturday. The Corps predicted the river would crest at 28 feet, but a river level of 26.5 feet overtops the levee, Kripe said. To help Illinoisans prepare for the potential floods, 3 state agencies are offering flood preparation meetings that started yesterday in Murfreesboro. The Illinois Emergency Management Agency, the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, and the Illinois Department of Insurance are coordinating the free meetings. Each meeting will start at 4 p.m. and conclude at 6:30 and is open to all Illinois residents and local governments. Dates and locations include on next Wednesday at the National Great Rivers Museum in Alton and the Wednesday following that on the 29th at Black Hawk College in Moline. Speakers will cover the potential for spring flooding, availability of flood insurance, how to receive emergency alerts and notifications, and family emergency preparedness planning. State officials remind that most flood insurance policies take 30 days to go into full effect and encourage Illinois residents to consider flood insurance before flooding occurs this spring. In other news from around the state, the National Weather Service is adjusting its long-term outlook for the rest of the winter. Chuck Schaefer with the National Weather Service in Lincoln indicates they are no longer looking at a very cold and wet winter, but rather more of a mild outlook. He explains the rest of January specifically will be mild.
Well, right, at least for January. Overall, we're looking at above normal temperatures for the month, at least across the southern half of Illinois. The chances of below normal have been shifted well to the west towards the Rockies. So the fact we've had a warm start to the month and we're really not seeing any cold air over the next couple of weeks leads us to higher chances that we'll see above normal conditions through the month of January. Then as we look out towards the late winter and into early spring, as far as temperatures go, we really don't have a trend to pick out as far as above or below normal. So for right now, we'll just have to wait and see how the situation develops. But nothing that would lean us towards a very cold or a very warm end to the winter.
While the rest of January is expected to be milder, it is also expected to be very wet. In fact, Schaefer says to anticipate a very wet rest of the winter. Moving on to our local ag community bulletin board, the Illinois U of I Extension is holding the state-mandated Certified Food Protection Managers course and exam. The Illinois Department of Public Health Food Sanitation Code requires that food service establishments be under the operational supervision of a Certified Food Protection Manager during their hours of operation. Certificates need renewal every 5 years, and the class attendance is mandatory to sit for the exam. The 2-day course will be held from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Montgomery County Extension Office in Hillsboro on January 30th and 31st. Participants are required to attend both days of class. The exam will take place on the second day, and it is very important to bring a photo ID for the class. The class will be taught by Lisa Peterson, nutrition and wellness educator with the U of I Extension. This class provides the minimum classroom work to prepare for the national certification exam. Topics will cover foodborne illness, safe food handling, cooking and storage, employee health and hygiene, facility safety and maintenance, along with cleaning and sanitation. Pre-registration is due, however, by today, and you can pre-register by calling the Extension office in Hillsboro at 532-3941 or online at extension.illinois.edu/CJMM. The Illinois Wheat Association and the Illinois Soybean Association checkoff programs are continuing to join forces this year and will co-sponsor the Illinois Double Crop Farmers Forum. This forum will be held on Thursday, January 30th at the Doubletree Hilton in Mount Vernon. Registration will take place that morning from 7:30 until 8:30, and the conference will begin at 9 a.m. The Illinois Wheat Association's annual meeting will be held again at 8:30, which is also open to participant attendance. Speakers and topics at this year's event include Phil Needham of Needham Ag Technologies on double crop management, Pope Commodities on marketing strategies, Wheat Yield Contest Winners Panel, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Risk Management Agency representatives, amongst others. The conference agenda is posted on the Illinois Wheat Association's website at illinoiswheat.org. In other ag bulletins to tell you about, the Staunton FFA alumni will be holding their chicken and beer dance along with a live and silent auction. That'll be held at the Crystal Ballroom in Staunton on Saturday, February 1st. It'll be from 5 to 11 that evening. Tickets are $25 per person and are available at Ace Hardware, Bill's IGA in Staunton, and the Prairie Town Feed Store. If you need more information on the chicken and beer dance for the Staunton FFA alumni, you can call Mike at 314-873-6769 or Linda at 618-402-2710. The U of I Extension will be holding two other events in the month of February, including a Pruning Apples and More workshop to be held in Hillsboro. You can join U of I Extension horticulture educator Andrew Holsinger as he provides and presents a variety of pruning and techniques for apples and other fruit trees. This program will take place on Thursday, February 6th, from 1 to 2 in the afternoon. The program will cost $5 per person and will include handouts. You can pre-register by visiting the website go.illinois.edu/cjmm or by calling 532-3941. Pre-registration is due by Wednesday, February 5th. There will also be a soil and water interaction that will focus on soil and water management seminar that will be hosted by the U of I Extension on Thursday, February 20th. At the Macoupin County Extension Office in Carlinville. Presentations will be delivered by PowerPoint along with a web conference, and the program will be from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Certified crop advisors will receive 4.5 continuing education units in soil and water management by attending this seminar. Registration is $45 per person and will include lunch. The registration deadline is by Friday, February 14th, 2020. Registration can be completed online at extension.illinois.edu/cjmm or by calling the Macoupin County U of I Extension Office at 854-6906-04. That's 854-9604. And that'll wrap it up for this Thursday morning edition of the Ag Show. But remember, if you have any ag news for us or anything for the Ag Community Bulletin Board, that can be emailed to us at WSMI@WSMIradio.com. So for this Thursday morning, January 16th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.